God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
I would like to ask you, how is Christianity doing in the world? And why in certain countries there is so much religious hate and religious fightings?
Well, Christianity is doing very good all over the world, except in two areas, Europe and America, United States.
Why?
That's the West, the rich West, it's called Babylon the Whore, Revelation 17 and 18. Because Christianity today is dead, they're worshipping money, materialism. Just they think they can solve their problem by jobs, politics. They want the politician to conquer the world to spread Christianity. Very false. So Christianity is dead in the West, so everything is taken over.
But the West is the place where they are more free to live their faith. They are not persecuted.
Yeah, but they are free. But it's like they took the bribe of the devil to worship materialism in the West. And so they're just dead. They're not true Christian. They're as faithful Christian, go to church Sunday morning, but they're trapped in a demonic system called the religious system, like a church building. You have to worship your building, your church bench. Understand?
Yes. And outside of the West, where Christianity is mostly dead, how is it going?
It's going very good. They get converted by the millions. You see Hindus are getting converted, Muslims, Buddhists by the millions. I mean, there are missionaries like I just listened to a testimony by Heidi Becker in Africa. She's converting the Muslim, baptized them by the thousands. This girl, God bless her.
Thank you,
and in many other countries, and also in China, the true church, the non-registered church is exploding by the millions. The registered church is dead in China.
Can tell me the difference in two words. What is the difference between this kind of registered church and the other one?
The registered church is like in the West, a church that gets money from the atheist government. They cannot preach against their own national governments because the government is bribing them with money. The government gives them money to make church building. And like in England, for example, the Archbishop of Canterbury is appointed by the Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Philip. Her husband, Philip, he just said that when he's reincarnated next time, Baloney, he wants to be reborn as a killer virus so he can depopulate the planet. Imagine a demon-possessed, these guys, and they appoint, oh my goodness, the head of the church. The churches are completely dead, decrepit, and buried.
That's
of course,
amazing.
there are some sincere Christians, but they are so scared to say one word. They're also buried under the garbage of this modern church. But there are sincere Christians here and there. Mm-hmm. The system is demonic.
Yeah, what about the other religions? Are they spreading just as much?
No, they're all dying. I mean, Islam is going back. The only way Islam proceeds is by having children. You know, every family has 10 children, so they spread like that. But in every country in the world, otherwise, other than that, they're losing. Like Georgia, for example, north of Turkey, like they used to be 75% Muslim in 1991.
Yeah.
And now after some 20 years, they're 75% Christians.
Wow.
So they're completely the opposite. In Africa, it's the same thing.
How come? Why?
Because, you know, especially the women, they kind of treat like slaves in Hinduism, in Islam. You see, this religion, in a way, they bribe the people, say, look, if you stay in this religion, your wife can be a slave and stuff like that. So the wife has no rights in Islam. You know, mm-hmm. You can torture your wife. A woman went to a judge and said, my husband cut off my ears. She had the ears cut off. And he tortures me. And the judge said, get out of here. I don't want to enter into your family problems. As you submit your husband, everything will be okay. See, an adulterous woman in Islam, it needs to be stoned. But here comes Jesus Christ and forgives the adulterous woman, John chapter 8. See, it's not comparison. Islam spreads by violence, by killing. If you convert from Islam, you're supposed to be killed by the words of Muhammad. But in Christianity, we don't go around killing people to convert. But we go around loving, converting the Muslim and the Hindu and everybody else by the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So Muhammad conquers the world by killing. If you get out of their group, he kills you. Christian, they spread by loving their enemy, converting them by love. I'm talking about true Christianity.
Yes, I understand.
False Christianity, of course, in America, they want to conquer the world through American army, bombing Iraq, bombing Afghanistan. They killed millions of people in Vietnam, atomic bombs on Japan.
So basically, they're at the same level.
That was the President Truman, a Baptist, who bombed the atomic bombs on Japan. No, not the same level. The first Christianity in Europe and America is much worse than Islam, because they've been killing more people than Islam. They are more hypocrites. They have had more truth. So first Christianity in the West is the same like Israel when God sent the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Romans to destroy Israel. Understand? The Pharisee system when Jesus came, it was more or less like the Christian system, the false Christian system of today. You understand?
But Brother Joseph, also in the Bible, God commanded the complete destruction of certain nations like Canaan, Sodom and Gomorrah. So also in the Bible, there is violence.
Yes, but you're talking about the Old Testament.
Yes.
See, right now God's people are at the New Testament. The Old Testament was a preparation, was a different time. There was no Christ, there was no salvation of Jesus, there was no the Holy Spirit that could convert people, all right? In the Old Testament, there was a different time. The world was full of people were sacrificing children, having incest, there was perversion, and you couldn't convert them just by the love of God. You had to just kill them. Just like today, the only way to straighten things up here in this world, according to the mentality of the world, is to kill, make war. The Muslims are still doing it. Like in the beginning of the 20th century, they committed genocide against the Armenians. They killed more than 1 million Armenians, just defenseless. And the Germans, etc. So in this world, they're still doing it. In the Old Testament, God had to do the same, because people couldn't understand the mercy of God. For example, God commanded the destruction of a whole nation, the Amalekites, in 1 Samuel by the hands of King Saul. And some Amalekites escaped. One of these was Haman in the book of Esther.
Yes.
And this guy, he just orchestrated the destruction of the whole people of Israel in Persia.
Yes,
so
yes.
One guy escaped. See, in the Old Testament, one guy escapes. The day comes and takes vengeance and tries to destroy the whole nation. So in those days, was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Either you destroy me or I destroy you. There was no other language. God had to even send the flood in Noah's days and destroy the whole world, because there was no the salvation, the conversion, the love of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. God had no choice, you understand? Otherwise, the world would never arrive at this point.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You see, as soon as God could, through Jesus Christ, God started to convert people. And God's love is proven by the Calvary, by the sacrifice God became flesh, he says in the New Testament. And he came and shed his blood. He did what we couldn't do, pay for our sins. He came and paid for our sins, and now we are redeemed. As soon as God can, he will save people. He will convert people, you understand?
Yes. So in the Old Testament, it was right to kill?
Well, God doesn't like it. God prefers to die in the Calvary to save us. He prefers he dies, not us. God is love. It's not like some of this false religion, kill, vengeance, blah, blah. As soon as God can, he will die in your place.
That's true.
In the Old Testament, there was no choice. It's better to destroy one rotten apple, one rotten nation, one rotten Sodom and Gomorrah before they infect the whole world, you understand? You can see by the prophecies of the Old Testament, they are all pointing to the coming of the Messiah, the Savior. Okay, but this false religion still continue, kill, destroy, vengeance. But what kind of future do these guys, they promise us in heaven? God makes mistakes, death. This, death, violence. If you get out of a religion, death. That's ridiculous. That's where the devil works, okay? God is love. Amen.
In fact, this is what converts the Muslims, the fact that God is love and forgive and love your enemies.
Exactly, especially the women, when they see that God has not called them to be slaves, you know? But also the men, when they see that God converts the enemies by loving them, not by killing them.
Amen.
There is no conversion in killing, because killing generates killing. Vengeance generates vengeance. There is a lot of conflict between Muslim and Christian, but the biggest conflicts are among Muslims. They're all killing each other everywhere. Muslim against Muslim, all over. Just about every nation you see, they hit each other, they kill each other, Muslim against Muslim. Because a religion based on violence, hate, vengeance, it has no future. Okay, the only way it can subsist is by, if you get out, we'll kill you. They kill people who get out of Islam. Well, but that's not right. That's a mafia principle. You know, that's like the mafia does. If you get out of the mafia, we'll kill you.
It's true.
That is not the true God. The true God is a creator, is a God of love. Amen?
Brother Joseph, what would you say is the greatest strength that Christianity has?
In love, the love of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus' love for his enemies, forgiveness for his enemy. The greatest strength Christianity has is like light against darkness. Like this religion are full of darkness because without violence they couldn't spread. The husband would not beat the wives, they wouldn't have a marriage. If Muhammad didn't say kill the ones who forsake Islam, there would be no Islam. So he's kept together by hate and violence. I mean, the Muslim used to line up the people on their knees and say, do you accept Muhammad? No. They would chop off the heads like one after the other. And that's how Islam spread. So Islam is not really a religion. It's just a political oppression in the name of Allah, etc. I mean, I love the Muslim. I know I have many Muslim friends. They are sweet people. The people are sweet and loving. I mean, they're created by God, the Father of Christ.
Yes.
But this religion, like, such as Hinduism, etc., really terrible.
And how do you know that Christianity is the true religion and not Muslim?
Well, the main thing, for sure, you cannot prove it by the church in the West, because the church in the West, is, if anything, almost proves that there is no God. No, Christianity, you can prove it, first of all, by the love. Second of all, because it works. Then, because the people get converted. Then, because Jesus appears and he converts many Muslims by appearing in the dreams supernaturally. And then the prophecy. There are thousands of prophecies fulfilled in the Bible. You can put together the Quran, the Hindu books, the Buddhist books, all together, there is no one prophecy. They're all the same. They are very wise, very intelligent, very smart, proverbs. But it's like the Bible is supernatural. It fulfills prophecies. The problem is that the Christians in the West, they forsook God, so they almost approve in quotes that there's no God, because they're so hypocrites. And they're so worshiping money, they're into lesbianism, homosexuality. Now they're appointing bishop or homosexual, etc., etc. So Christianity is a garbage of the garbage. I repeat, Islam, Hinduism, much better than the false Christianity of the West. You see, if you check, for example, on YouTube, there are so many testimonies of poor wives who ran away from Iran, from Saudi Arabia. You see, the testimony of Islamic fighters, so-called terrorists, right or wrong, that's what they call them. They converted to Christianity, and now they go around preaching Jesus. They studied the Bible, okay? And the parents said, don't read the Bible, it's full of witchcraft. Reality, if you read the Bible, you see the love of Jesus, not witchcraft. So as soon as they read the Bible, they just, wow, this is no comparison with the Quran. And so now they're going to preach the gospel. You see, testimony everywhere, the Muslims get converted to Christianity.
Wow.
Well, look, if you're a Muslim or a Hindu, all you have to do is just say, God, the true God who created the universe. Just show me if Hinduism is the true, Muhammad or Jesus Christ. Just show me.
Yes.
It's like the devil, the false gods, they don't have power to stop the true God from appearing to you, giving you a dream, a supernatural sign. Then you ask for a supernatural sign. And then you'll see that the true God will come. He's going to tell you, I'm love. I don't kill people.
Amen.
I don't torture people. I don't persecute people. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless
you. May God help us all to be true Christians and not
Amen.
False ones.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Any more questions?
No, thank you. It was very clear and very uplifting.
Amen. So let's love everybody with the love of Jesus Christ. His love converts everything. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.